This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things that make you say the thing in the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Kath is remote again.
Yeah, she's a fucking jet setter.
She's calling
from first class on
big time in us.
Emirates Airlines. What's the one where you get like a full room?
Plane? Yeah. She's in her suite on Emirates Airlines.
Yeah, you get like a one bedroom apartment on the plane. It's great.
Kath's drinking champagne with T Pain
really
on a plane.
I didn't mean to make that rhyme.
Is there any way, is it really flying if you're not able to take a shower while you're on the plane?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I get so sweaty on planes. It's unbelievable. I think we've talked about this before. Let's just keep covering it.
That's information that I knew already. Here we are. How's everybody doing? I'm doing bad. That's me.
Yeah.
Classic Sunday for this guy.
I feel as strong as an ox, and I had some coffee. I got a scone. I'm fucking ready to go.
I feel like our listeners, you know, so we record the show on Sundays. And basically what we've learned is that if we record before about 7 o'clock at night, at least one of us is going to be hungover while we record.
It's true.
So today we're recording at noon, and I'm going to say 2/3 of us are hungover. I don't have to say which two. You can probably figure it out.
And listen to our voices.
I went to a wrestling show last night and screamed my head off, and now I'm dying.
Kath, how was the wrestling? Was it good?
It was so good. I brought non-wrestling people. I brought my brother, and he had never been to a wrestling show before, and he was super pumped about it, and then realized, oh, this is like 4 hours, and I felt kind of bad.
It's like, oh, I like this, but also, when is this ending? What is happening here?
Yeah, like, I really like this, but I have had too much of it. But it was really fun. I saw the Young Bucks, I screamed a lot, and it was a good time.
Did they...
Now I have a show in Philadelphia. I'm sorry I keep getting booked and have to leave
town.
This is really messed up.
Shelby, cut the line.
Sorry I keep getting all this road work. Gee whiz.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Sorry people want to hear me do comedy. Ugh. What a nightmare.
Guess we're just beloved by New York. We don't have to...
No,
I can get not booked here.
Wow.
Yeah, we could have. We were both booked on Friday on a show that we canceled. So I think that's
booked. It's our show.
Let's you know where we're at.
Yeah.
Did the Young Bucks? I'm just going to go on a limb here. Did they super kick anybody? Was that part of the?
One of them accidentally super kicked the other one. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. Hang on.
Trouble in Young Bucks country.
So many super kicks. They also wrestled one of my favorite tag teams, which is a tag team called Best Friends. And they, when one of them like knocks somebody down, the other one goes, "Dude, you're so strong!" And then they hug, and it's really good.
That's nice.
So Young Bucks beat them, but it was a good time had by all.
It's good.
I mean, that was good. I thought we were going to go into a deep wrestling dive, and I was like, "Can we get someone into the podcast before everyone turns it off?"
I already embarrassed myself last night by talking nonstop about wrestling for like 8 hours to people who did not care.
So you brought them to a 4-hour wrestling event, and then it was over, and they're like, "Well, at least we're done with wrestling for the night." And then you're like, "I actually would like to discuss
folks
wrestling for another 8 hours."
We're talking wrestling here.
I was like, "Let me tell you about every single Kenny Omega match in his 14-year career
He's pretty good.
Super loud.
Did you buy any? I feel like the Young Bucks have among the best merch in the biz because they're very aware of the whole kayfabe thing, it's good.
Irony wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the most respected of those types, in my opinion.
I agree.
Eli, what's going on, man?
I don't know. I was a million miles away because I did not care about
that. Figured I'd bring you back to Earth with that one.
You didn't even care about me talking about how I talked about it to people who didn't care. You were like,
"Well, listen to that sentence."
Totally,
I mean, that is like third degree thing not applicable to me.
Eli was listening. Eli, if you zoomed in on Eli's head, it was that like black and white cartoon of a bird with Turkey in the Straw playing. That's what was going on.
Yeah, no, it was just a slow zoom with Mad World, like all around me are familiar faces. Just did not care.
Yep.
Anyways, that's what I guess.
I'm
that's
sorry.
What like, the Forge cast is like for her Patty.
Yeah, that's true. That is what it's like. It's exactly what it's like.
What do you guys care about that I don't care about that I can zone out during?
Army guys, action figures,
video games, right?
The video games.
Gamers,
Sega
okay.
Dreamcast.
Yeah, gamer stuff. That's true. That's
hey, Patty, you play Power Stone for Sega Dreamcast?
That game is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It's good as hell.
Yeah.
Shout out Power Stone.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, Power Stone was almost wrestling like. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. It was amazing synergy. We figured it out.
I mean, I feel like everyone got the true rope-a-dope this week of Doug Jones winning and then immediately getting smacked down with the net neutrality bullshit. You're like, well, things are all right. And then just a sucker punch to the vagina / balls.
Hey, guys, hang on. This net neutrality thing is kind of overblown. My understanding, based on a video that I watched on my favorite website, The Daily Caller, is that I'm still able to do the Harlem Shake after net neutrality. Yeah. So, yeah.
Actually, Patty's eyes are completely closed on that riff.
Yeah.
It's like I can operate my eyes or my mouth, not both at the same time.
If I could be laying down right now, I would be. Okay?
You want us to sit? No, you want to lay down on the table?
There's no way to do it.
I would like to proudly announce that I am calling in from a bed.
Yeah.
It's great. I highly recommend it. But I will say net neutrality is why I had to call in and they can't use Skype because the internet's bad now.
Yeah. Ajit Pai broke Kath's internet.
Son of a bitch.
They're gonna shut us down. They're gonna they're gonna, you know, figure out the internet, the nobody will be able to load What a Time Pod anymore.
I will say I'm disappointed. Yeah. I'm disappointed in angry internet people.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, well, like they said a bunch of fucked up stuff to Ajit Pai, and it's like, hey, you don't have to talk about what race he is. Just say he's an asshole because he's an asshole. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to get racial with
people
it.
People getting racial with
oh,
it.
Oh yeah. Well, though they cherry picked those comments, like him and the two other guys who were the guys who voted in favor.
Like, I'm being racistly attacked. For
yeah. They were like all three of them were like quote tweeting like people and being like, I love your passion, ha ha ha. And it's like, all right, you guys should be afraid. Your public life should be a nightmare for the rest of your life.
One of them, we talked about Beans from Even Stevens.
Yeah.
We talked about Beans from Even Stevens' last podcast. One of them kind of looked like Beans.
One of them actually is Beans.
Yeah, it's Beans. God damn it, Beans. Why'd you ruin Red Neutrality?
Screwed us.
Beans?
We trusted you, Beans.
I mean, when you have such a dark childhood like Beans, you grow up to be kind of a bad person, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
ready.
Like a reverse Batman.
Yeah, it's like Saw, where the Saw with the person with the pig head, and then when they take the pig head off, it's Beans. Beans?
When you're a bad kid, you end up becoming a telecom lobbyist, pretending to not be a telecom lobbyist. Pretty tight.
Yeah.
I think it rules. Look, I'm just happy that this is the way the founders intended the internet to run, right? Hands off, light touch, no government involvement. And just let's let the big companies stick it in you. That's it.
They
and
better not slow down my Angel Fire
pretty
sites.
Cool, yeah. Hey, man, I'm trying to watch porno. Can we fucking, let's go here.
Just.
Yeah, has
somebody with a boner? Come on!
Be able to watch porn anymore?
I'm trying to watch pornography.
Does Ajit Pai realize how many men with a boner are going to be angry at him in the future, just in their apartment? God damn it.
Even like, Ted Cruz was in favor of it, but come on. I mean, that's the only way he can view what human sex appears to
be like. Ted Cruz doesn't know what the fucking internet is.
He understands what human sex is. He's aware of human sex.
No,
he's not familiar with it.
He doesn't even tweet. He writes letters and puts them in like a box in his office, and somebody else tweets them out for him.
He sounds like Lemon Grab. He's Lemon Grab. That's him. That's pretty cool.
He has the same diet as Shrek. He eats whole onions, and that's it, and then lives in a swamp.
But does Shrek eat onions?
If there's like one politician that I could see eating an onion like an apple, it would be Ted Cruz. You know why?
No, straight up onions are pretty good though. And I think I could eat an onion.
Yeah,
like
Ted Cruz does have high. When you see Ted Cruz, you do think like this guy fucks big time.
Insanely high tea from all the onions he eats.
Yeah.
He looks so drippy. He looks like just like when he takes a shower, yeah, there's like a significant amount of skin on the floor when he's done.
I forget who posted it, but somebody posted that he's actually what Slimer looked like before he died.
Yeah, Slimer is dead Ted Cruz. So Ted Cruz.
Human Slimer is Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Because it is weird. Because Slimer theoretically was a person at some point. It's not clear what's going on there.
That's true.
They do that. They do the Grub Street, like, what do you eat every day article. It's Ted Cruz. He's like, well, I eat 40 hot dogs one time a day.
Yeah.
In the span of half
I crash into a hot dog cart every day.
And then I
attack Bill Murray. That's what I do. That's my life.
That's for exercise. That's my cardio is attacking Bill Murray.
And his wife is the ghost that sucked Dan Aykroyd's dick in Ghostbusters.
This all actually tracks pretty well.
That's why he likes cuckold porn.
What?
That's why he likes cuckold porn.
Yeah, he's into that. That's
true. Dan Aykroyd's dick.
Hey, remember that time the president was like, hey, Ted Cruz, your wife's an ugly bitch or whatever, and also your dad killed JFK. And then Ted Cruz is like, hey, I support the president on a variety of issues.
Oh, jeez.
Like, that seems like a normal. We live in a normal. This isn't very normal.
Honey, I know he called you an ugly bitch, but it's the president.
It's
what
fine.
What do you want me to do?
It's fine. I'll also be the president someday. Honey, we've had sex twice to produce two daughters. Because I am
I bought you that Sibian because you know I'm smooth down there. You should appreciate it.
Smooth down there.
I'm smooth down there.
Ted
Cruz can slide down a stair railing like straddling it, like, and have no interruption at all. Just swoop and makes a whistle sound.
Not only can he do that, he does that.
Yeah.
That's how he gets downstairs.
Yeah.
He doesn't walk down.
Well, yeah. That's because one advantage he has over Trump is he can go downstairs without having a fucking panic attack.
It's much more tactical.
Yeah. It's extremely tactical.
Really. He's actually cool.
Extremely tactical, high-T man.
Yeah. Do you think Trump rides those, like, things like the little stair elevators? Do they have those all over the White House?
Yes. Remember that when they were like leaving the Rose Garden and like Mitch McConnell grabbed his hand to like keep him safe?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what's the big deal? Like, it's amazing to watch all like the MAGA like people who are like, this guy's an alpha. He's not, sorry, you don't like, we got a real man in the White House now. It's like, he's just holding his hand because he was worried about falling down. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, this is weird. Everyone's protecting the old man who's afraid of stairs. That's not very alpha to me in my head, but hey, you know.
The president could literally be a large baby that only eats grapes, and everyone would be like, he's just too much man for you, I guess. That's the deal.
Sorry, we got the alphas are back in the White House. Sorry.
That's our big win of the week is that...
no more pajama boys.
The big win of the week is that we won by like one percentage point against...
Beat a pedophile.
A pedophile.
Yeah.
Sorry, actually not a pedophile, a bebophile.
Democrats are 1% more likable than a child molester.
100% would...
People are like, I have to pick... It's a real toss-up. It's close.
Yeah.
Child molester, Democrat.
And yet again, everyone's like... all these people, they're like, we did it. We pulled it out.
Yeah.
Our tweets did it. It's like, no, it didn't. It was just like black people do it. Like, we're right. We're voting right. Please, everyone else. It was like, what was like 30% for Jones? Like,
yeah, white women lit it up big time for Roy Moore, the guy who would have tried to fuck them when they were 14, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was very racially divided. Like, white people are dumb. Black people were like, please don't be insane, white people. And luckily, there were enough of them, but white people still continued to be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just like to go ahead and just offer my official thanks to all the WOCs out there for thank you for saving us. That's how you know I'm good, because I just said that.
And it wasn't even I saw like a couple articles being like, we don't even like Doug Jones, because they just, like, it's the stupidest... You know, that's like the way they think to advertise is like the most condescending.
The only people who like had like a change of heart were the people who just like didn't go out and vote. That was it. Nobody like voted for Jones because they didn't like Roy Moore. Like, people that were going to vote for Roy Moore voted for Roy Moore. At best, you had people who just like couldn't stomach going out and voting for the horny guy who was
like,
calling the high school.
Every county swung. I think like the smallest amount was like 9% more left than it had been before. But yeah, just still, it's like the condescending thing where like they were like, oh, we know how to get black voters, and then they were just like, remember he prosecuted the KKK, and yeah. They just said that 100,000 times.
It was like 40 years ago. It's
and
cool.
It's that like that also does feel like one of those things where someone's like, well, I've never sexually assaulted a woman. It's like, yeah, you're not supposed to. Oh, he prosecuted the KKK. Oh, wow. What a change of pace to have someone in the government that thinks the KKK are bad criminals. Like,
yeah, what a brave stand. What a like incredible move. Puts you head and shoulders above everybody else.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're going in on
KKK.
Doug Jones now. We're officially going in on Doug Jones.
Enemy of the countdown,
I believe.
He seems nice.
I would like to say that as your candidate presented, I was not one of the guys in A Time to Kill that attacked the young black girl. That was not me. I did not do that.
But also,
so if you think about it, Sam Jackson did not gun me down outside the courthouse. Because I was not involved in that, so
like,
boom.
But it feels like the other thing too is like that he was doing okay when the DNC had given up on him, and then when he seemed like he could win, they like came in with like a bag full of like turds and just like spread them out in his office and like, all right, we're taking over. Like this is how we're, and just like did the weirdest bad shit.
I'm Jonesing for Doug.
That hot slang.
That's how the kids talk these days. I feel great.
I'm Doug Jones, and I'm here to say, vote for me on voting day.
In a rapping way.
Yeah.
All right, hit that number five, man.
Okay, we're doing it.
Number five
is a beautiful, inspiring story. Another one of our petty heroes, as we say, are you know, like Doug Jones standing up to the KKK, the people who really go above and beyond and make a difference in our world. And our hero this week is this man from West Columbia, South Carolina. His name is Alex Bowen. And he got up and got drunk and decided he wanted some Waffle House, went into the Waffle House, found all of the employees asleep, and made himself a double Texas bacon cheesesteak melt with extra pickles, cleaned the grill, took the sandwich,
cleaned
and went
the grill. That's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero. He took a bunch of pictures in there, and it's really funny because he took a bunch of selfies of all the like sleeping employees and everything, and in every single one, he looks like he is just screaming. Like, his mouth is open. It looks like he's spinning around in a circle, like, whoa, taking pictures.
That's probably the...
Yeah, so...
The first time that the Waffle House grill has ever been cleaned. It's like, it's a flavor. You got to leave that on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, so but I was confused.
I will say, the fact that he cleaned it is self-reported, so who knows how clean. Like, I feel when I'm drunk, sometimes I think I'm cleaning and I'm actually making things worse.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is me helping, and then I knock everything over.
The amount of times, I've been eating, like, some noodles. Like, I get some late-night noodles, and I'm, like, eating it, and while I'm eating it, I'm like, I'm really good at this. And then I just wake up, and there's noodles everywhere, and I'm like, oh, no.
This guy loves late-night noodles.
I fucking love noodles,
classic.
Bitch, sorry.
Late-night noodles.
Yeah.
What's your late-night noodle order? What do you get?
Noodle boy.
Oh, maybe a spicy din-din main. Oh, maybe a low main. A couple different mains.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how is, so the entire staff was asleep. Are they asleep? Like, did they all go to sleep in one like pile? Like, did they all agree like time to sleep? And then they like got in a booth and just napped out? Or did they all fall asleep like strewn about the Waffle House?
That's the thing, is like, if I walked into a Waffle House and everyone was asleep, I'd be like, there's a gas leak in here. I need
right.
to
yeah.
someone.
Or this is like a horror movie.
They all took bad fentanyl. What's happening?
Yeah,
here?
This is like not... that movie Legion with Paul Bettany that nobody saw.
I've seen it.
You did?
It's cool because...
Is there a Waffle House in that movie?
Paul Bettany's an angel.
No, they're in a diner,
they're
though.
Fighting the devil. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know how it ends because I allegedly watched a pirated version and then the language switched to German for the last 10 minutes, so I don't know what happened.
So I'm the only one who's actually seen the movie.
Saw it. I just, part of it was in German. I don't speak German.
I saw no German. There was no German in my version.
Yeah. They were just up on a mountain and all of a sudden Paul Bettany was like, schlosh, schlosh, and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what it was like anyway in the Waffle House.
Yeah.
I would have been alarmed if I walked in and everyone was asleep in place. Like, why? First of all, why are there no other customers in here? Step one. Step two, is that guy asleep? What's, okay.
I like to imagine as soon as he walked in and everyone's asleep, that like, what's that like sneaky Christmas song? Like Nutcracker one? Like, ding, 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 oh, yeah. Like that started playing?
Yeah, like the one they use in all the Ren and Stimpy episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a sneaky one where he's going around. Oh, that's Hall of the Mountain King.
Yeah,
and that's fact for
also
everybody.
That and the factory. There's also smokestacks going at this point.
Yeah,
I really
people are so helpful,
like,
but
I wish...
am still getting tweets about what that song is named, which is incredibly helpful. I know
Powerhouse.
Yeah.
Here's a YouTube link. I you know, cleaning the grill. Yeah, you are right that it's like as a self-reported thing. It does feel like it might be a little self-serving. It's hard to say. But
we got a little Steve Brule there.
Yeah, hey. Well, but I you know, I would not have done it. So I respect him for even saying he did it. It would never have occurred to me.
I wish there was like security footage of him or something, because you saying the sneaky Nutcracker song reminded me, like, made me think about how funny it is to watch a drunk person who thinks they're being like low key about something.
Yeah,
just like comically tiptoeing around.
Yeah, he's doing. Yeah, exactly. He's doing the cartoon over, like over the top tiptoeing, as if somebody's going to hear him. And yeah, well, you know, like that classic thing when you're drunk and you think you're being quiet, and then you inevitably knock over like a series of.
Yeah,
it's like, where did this bell even come from?
A big stack of waffles. Knocks over a big stack of frozen waffles, and they sound like plates when they hit the floor.
It's like one thing falls, and then you turn around to pick it up, and then you knock over 300 other things. Yeah. And yeah,
and then one of the Waffle House employees like snorts a little bit, like. And then this music stops, and whoo, and then it goes back to sleep.
Dun, 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 dun.
What?
This is the Oaf cast. This podcast is
yeah,
the
that's
cast.
True.
We're just all drunken Oaf.
Yeah.
What I have learned.
I fully
I
own that I'm an Oaf.
Find this relatable.
Are you descending into water?
Kath is going through a tunnel. Kath is somehow going through a tunnel while staying in the same building in bed.
What are you calling from the fucking tank in the movie Shape of Water?
it's a little better.
Doug Jones. Wait, no, what's the it's not Doug.
The
Jones.
Guy's name is Doug Jones. There's an actor. He played the
Doug
panel man.
Doug Jones. That's the same Doug Jones.
It's the same
Abe
Doug Jones.
Sapien is now the center.
It's the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth. Is now
voted
the newest
from
U.S.
Shape
senator.
Of Water.
The newest senator from.
Wait,
Alabama.
Hold on though. It is. Did you imply that the Shape of Water is named for a titular tank that shapes the water?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's such a wild jump. I said, are you in the tank from Shape of Water?
I just like how immediately conversant Eli is in Shape of Water. It's like, yeah, the movie where the mute
Del
lady
Toro
fucks
movie.
The fish.
I'm interested. Yeah, I love
I would like to see it.
Fish. I don't know what Shape of Water is. I didn't realize there was a tank in it. I thought the name was like metaphorical, like the Shape of Water.
Like, yeah, but there's going to be water in it. It's not going to be a dry ass movie.
Cohen.
You're thinking of The Lady in the Water, which is the M. Night movie,
which also has water.
No,
I mean, there's going to be water involved
with Giamatti, baby.
Yeah, and what's her? Some creepy lady.
Yeah, well,
there's a lady in my water.
That's the one where M. Night cast himself as the writer who would save the world.
Yeah, Lady in the Water is about Paul Giamatti going to a New York diner, and he gets his water, and there's a lady in it, and then he complains for an hour and a half.
Excuse me, waiter.
A lady in my water.
He plays a janitor in that movie.
Can we just, that's a new segment, just lie to Kath about movies.
He actually does play a janitor in that
movie. Oh, does he really?
Or like a handyman, which is all I think Giamatti, I think handy.
Yeah, Shape of Water is about Sylvester Stallone, and he's in a tank of water, and then
you're thinking
he punches
of Demolition
his way
Man.
Out.
You're thinking of Demolition Man.
Yeah,
I've stopped listening. By the way,
that's fair.
I'm out.
Good dead air. Everyone's favorite thing.
Well, I tried to say something like 9 times, and you guys couldn't hear me, so I just stopped listening.
Kath,
if I can't talk, I'm not
Kath,
interested.
Say the thing. Say the thing. Go.
I didn't know what Shape of Water was, and I just knew the name, and I assumed it was like a moody melodrama. Like, it sounds like, it doesn't sound like an action movie.
It's not an action movie.
Very
It is a moody melodrama, but it's about a mute woman who falls in love with a fish guy.
Yeah.
It sounds...
Now I definitely know you're lying to me.
I'm
dead serious.
That is
about
the truth.
It's a mute woman who works in some lab, and she falls in love with what is basically Abe Sapien from Hellboy, but not for, I guess, you know, copyright purposes.
Yeah, you guys know, you know Abe Sapien, right, Kath? Come on, that's on the tip of your tongue right there.
If you guys talk about fucking wrestling, I can reference goddamn Hellboy character.
I know Hellboy, okay? Well, we've established my bona fides on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, also someone was like, had like a hot take on it where they're like, oh, you made the woman mute, huh? And I was like, well, also the man's a fish man. Like, I don't know what he, I don't think he speaks either.
Yeah, what? It's like, what is this saying about like gender relations in our society?
Well, if she can't talk, she can't talk back, folks. Man. So that's nice. Yeah, yeah. The only reason they fell in love is because she couldn't nag him too much because she doesn't have a voice.
Wow.
We got him.
Just act like that's not
this
ironic.
This is an all right podcast. We're back in.
Well, I guess I don't know what happens. I guess she falls in love with the fish man, and then I assume she drowns. I don't know what they do.
It's hard to say.
Yeah,
it seems like it's probably some kind of forbidden romance on some level, which is adds a certain element.
A mute woman falling in love with a fish man. What is this? Ted Cruz's wedding relationship?
Pretty good. Pretty.
She might as well. Yeah, that's fair.
So what were we talking? Waffle House.
Waffle House. We're back.
Waffle House.
Time Waffle House. The guy did a good thing. He made it himself. I'm sure it was that may be the best Waffle House food that guy's ever eaten, right? Because it's rewarding.
Probably.
I don't know. I do think, but it's like the cleaning, like Waffle House, a Waffle House grill is like a cast iron pan. You got to like build up, you know, you don't never wash it. You like build up the seasoning.
You get the flavor in there.
Yeah. Like if you like just like cooked like a saltine cracker on a Waffle House grill, it would taste amazing because it's got so much like shit on it.
It's like the grill at Wisey's in DC.
It's got that delicious old food scum on it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And so, you get the
excellent. All that like that all Waffle House food tastes like it's like a greasy onion.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what
it's
everything
great.
From Waffle House tastes like. And it's the best.
Yeah.
And then the nerd health inspector comes in and is like, yeah, I'm going to have to clean this grill. It's like, I don't think so, pal. Beat it, nerd.
With his badge
is
2 feet wide.
Welcome to Waffle House,
hello.
Trying to shut us down. I don't think so, pal. This food is gross, and that's part of the deal.
I worked as a busboy at a restaurant in New York. And
look out.
One time.
What restaurant?
I don't know if I'm supposed to. I don't know what. See,
what's going
like,
to happen? What's
see,
gonna
I
happen?
Feel like people always on podcasts and TV are like, I shouldn't say which one. And I've like internalized that, but I don't know why. So what? I just like behave that
is
way.
Is it even still open?
Yes. No,
called,
it was at the
Outback Steakhouse.
It was at the Standard Grill.
Oh, yeah. That's right by my. Yeah. Hey. I know
yeah.
That
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a fancy place.
Yeah. Also, Buzzboy there, like, the things that, like, first I met the most cartoonish, like, assholes I've ever met. Which were these two dudes that looked like porn producers. They like had literally like open shirts with tons of chest hair and big gold medallion necklaces. Yes. And then at the end of the meal, they gave, it was a five, they had like two women with them that like, I'm not going to assume they're not in love, but I would guess that there's some sort of
arrangement.
Yeah. You know, perhaps some back page arrangements. And at the end of the meal, they tipped $500 and said, hey, give this to the chef. Tell him to take some cooking lessons. And I was like,
come on, really?
Oh, gross.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm just going to take your $500 tip and not tell them that.
I'm gonna buy an Xbox One. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, I didn't get to keep it. We split it out. Also, Dylan McDermott came in there once, and it was the, like, literally the within the last couple of nights before he came in was that American Horror Story episode where he jerks off looking out a window and crying. Mm. And then I, like, immediately saw him, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? There's, like, no way to be like, hey, I just watched you crank it on TV.
That's the only, the fact that happened right then is the only reason that you knew it was Dylan McDermott and you weren't sure that it might have also been
Dermot
Mulroney.
Yeah. but, yeah, so they had, I went in once, I, like, missed a shift, and then I came in the morning, and they were like, they're basically like, we're going to let you go. And I was like,
fine.
Oh yeah. And I was like, oh, well I lost my phone. So I was like the whole thing. And they're like, okay, give me a minute to think about this. And right when they thought about that, the health inspector came. So they have like their code word they call out, and they call it the code word. And I had to like run around and do all this health inspection shit for like an hour. And then as soon as that was over, they were like, yeah, no, you are fired. I was like, okay, cool. Thank
Jesus.
You.
Can I have the money
for
the last hour?
It is my fault. I missed a
shift.
But,
like, wait, yeah. Please. I rethink this. I,
sir.
sir. Yeah, it's like They fired Eli like they're going to fire Bob Mueller, probably.
Huh? You think they're going to fire Robert Mueller?
I think that might happen over the Christmas week. That's what I think. That's
really?
That's my prediction. And you know what's going to happen? A whole lot of nothing if we do that.
Oh, no.
Big, fat load of nothing. It's going to be like, hey, this is not appropriate, sir. And it's like, well, anyway, our institutions are not prepared to deal with authoritarians, and that's cool. And
The final nail in Trump's coffin. Finally.
If you ask me, Bob Mueller missed a shift when he should have been investigating Hillary's emails.
Yeah.
Folks.
Find out what's in those emails.
What's going on with those emails?
We did, right? They were released.
It's fine. So, we got to spend more money.
We already know, but
people are
talking about it.
Real fucking mad about Comey changing the wording of that memo. That's a thing that it's interesting to do a deep dive into those people because like they all get so fucking worked up and horny over like these like minor things. It's like, this is, you want to see corruption, this is it. And it's like, okay, but like, your guy like has like a hotel with his name on it, and people are like staying there and buying drinks, and he goes to a fucking golf course every week. Like, corruption is laid bare.
They're almost like Bond villains or something, where like they're just like, oh, I've got you now, and they like go off on this long rant about how like everything has finally fallen into place and like all this yeah. stuff and everything, and then meanwhile nothing fucking happens and he just gets away. Yeah. But every time it's like, this is it, this is the time, like we have you.
Chuck Schumer has Trump strapped to like a metal bed, but the laser's like pointed at a different wall, just like moving nowhere near him, feeling nervous.
Exactly.
Chuck Schumer, subject of a classic failed fake news hoax by what appears to be Chuck Johnson, the floor shit guy, and Mike Cernovich.
What's the floor shit?
I'm being assaulted, Mike Cernovich. Chuck Johnson, like, that was the thing he sued. I believe the article was taken down, but in Gawker, he went to Claremont McKenna, and the rumor was he was the guy who just, like, took a shit on the floor at some point. That was, like, a thing that was built into his sort of mythos. And then, yeah, the same lawyer that represented Hulk Hogan and Peter Thiel and all those guys sued them on a variety of posts, including the one where the guy who claims he invented email, where they're like, this guy didn't invent email.
Al Gore?
Stupid. His name is Shiva something. He was married to Fran Drescher briefly, which is...
What the fuck is
this?
This
was
goddamn,
a deep dive.
Yeah, this is a goddamn spider.
He's running against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts for the Senate. He was married to Fran Drescher. His name is Shiva...
The
I
nanny?
Don't know what his last name is.
Fran
yeah.
Drescher?
The nanny named Fran.
Okay. I regret asking this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went...
yeah, I don't know what... I feel
it's
like I'm
really
going into a trance.
Anyway.
Yeah, should we move on to number four? We've barely discussed number five.
I started with Chuck Schumer. Hang on. Somebody faked a criminal... a complaint for a lawsuit alleging that there was like a Chuck Schumer sex scandal. And they like literally copied and pasted from the John Conyers complaint to the point that, like, they referenced the same house rule or something where it's like, okay, this is obviously a fake thing. And they also didn't assign like an attorney to represent the accuser. But so it went around, and now the cops are apparently involved in looking into who was hoaxing this thing. So ideally, we're looking at either Chuck Johnson or Mike Cernovich going to prison, which would kick ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but we'll see. Hey, because nothing good happens in 2017, they will not. They will actually somehow end up better because of this.
I mean, Cernovich would clearly be such the alpha in prison, though. He'd have everyone just running shit because of the, you know, his strength and virility.
He's yeah.
Right. True.
Just bragging about being the most virile man in
prison.
That's
a guy who eats a lot of onions.
Yeah,
for
just
sure.
Chugging the onion juice.
That guy's no pajama boy, folks. Okay,
number four.
Speaking of hoaxes, this is like maybe the first nice. Hey, thanks. This is maybe like the first nice fake news thing that's ever happened. It's like a good fake news somehow thing, which is that. A lot of sources retweeted out, and they did a really detailed job on it of making it look incredibly real. Like, you'd think you were at Sports Illustrated or whatever, but you wouldn't notice unless you like look closely at the address bar, and it'll be like sportsillustrated.news or something. But everything like hyperlinks worked. All
Sports
that.
Illustrated with its three L's instead of ILL.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
I don't even remember. There was like a website at one point that had one of the greatest names of a website ever, which was, I don't know. I think it was just some bullshit, like E-Bombs World type thing, but the name of the website was RRRR, that's 5Rs.com. and it was like 4 hours. It's so hard to tell people how to get there. But anyways, they all put out a fake announcement that the Redskins had decided to change their name to the Red Hawks because Redskin is a slur, and that would make sense to do. And I don't think they would have fooled anyone. Like, I've probably covered, I'm from D.C. 100% that didn't fool anyone from D.C. because anyone from D.C. is thoroughly knowledgeable about how much of a piece of fucking shit Dan Snyder is, and he will never change that name. Like, it's but it was nice. That's what they achieved what they said, and they said part of it was like, what's sad about it is to put out a piece of news like that where the reason people figure out it's fake is because people are being reasonable in it. It's quotes from people being like, well, yeah, you know, Redskins is like a pretty disrespectful slur. It's not something we want to have associated with our football team, so we decided to change it. And everyone's like, this sounds wrong. This is, why are people not desperately clinging to using a slur? I think that they only get away with it. Like, you can be called the Redskins and have, like, a less caricatured logo. Or you can be called the Cleveland Indians and have the most racist logo of all times. But could you imagine if the Redskins logo was the Cleveland Indians logo? Like, at that point, it would just be, like, Idiocracy level, like crazy, just like they somehow squeak by. But
well, it's about respect for native culture. That's what it's always been about. So it's nice.
Of course,
we're too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, I forgot about that. It's about honoring.
We name
them.
Our sports teams to honor. Yeah. The things in our culture,
so
that
when
we
love, say that we're the savages,
red and white, socks,
yeah, yeah, it's,
and Timberwolves, and you know, just yeah, all great. American
Raptors.
Institutions. Raptors.
They're Canadian.
Yeah. Love them. Can't get enough.
You know how you honor people and they are all furious at you? That's how you know you did a good job honoring their history, is that they all fucking hate it.
We're honoring you. Relax.
Didn't you say 98%
yeah, there's a
of
study,
Native Americans
nine, 98% of Native Americans think Dan Snyder's an asshole, which is great that was the study. It was like, do you think this dude's an asshole? And they're all like, yes, except for 2%, which
that
I assume were just like, those are just like very old people. That
the other 2% are like, no, I mean, I'm taking this literally. He is a human man. I think he's a human man.
No,
I mean, he's more a bad than an human asshole. Man.
He's got legs and everything.
Yeah.
Like if you haven't, I know a little bit about it. I'm not like an insane football fan. Deadspin did an amazing thing on Dan Snyder, which is an A to Z reason he's an asshole. I think they have at least one for every letter. He's an unbelievable piece of shit.
He was buying up local news to shut down people criticizing him. That's the thing that he did. He bought the Washington City paper.
Wow.
I believe.
Yeah. It's like,
you know what? This sounds like presidential behavior, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's just a complete.
I think he's going to be our next president.
Oh God, I like could see it. He's just like the biggest, like most villainous, like shithead rich person ever that like owns. I don't know why he owns a football team. I have no idea. All I can imagine is that like some like ex girlfriend of his was a Redskins fan, so he like spitefully bought the entire team.
Where do you get all his money? Like cable companies or some shit, right?
Probably fucking yeah. Some
it's some awful
shit.
Thing. Some company that everyone hates.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking on the subway here. I was like, if the whole population of DC did like a GoFundMe, could we do a hostile takeover on the Redskins? The other thing to know
it's
is
private
that,
business. He's not required to sell it. Like he could just be like,
look,
no.
I'm not a fucking genius. I don't
That's the thing. A guy like that, there's no like, and the best thing about him is that like the thing about Dan Snyder is like, yeah, there's lots of asshole sports owners, but Dan Snyder is simultaneously super hands-on, wants to be involved, and also sucks at it. So he's like, if the team was good, people would put up with a lot more from him. But the team is bad. He runs like a weird little like Iraqi disinformation minister type arrangement where he has like a radio show in DC that like they're basically are just mouthpieces for the team. It's like basically like the worst of George Steinbrenner, but like if the Yankees were bad forever and were never good, that's basically the deal.
Like everything about him is it's just like he's like gouging everything. There's like this is from the this maybe the city paper. Did
what are the tickets cost for the practices for the preseason? Right.
Oh, let me get. I haven't even got there. There's a different ticket where There was a special group of tickets at FedEx Field that they charged $25 for, but you had to like be invited to buy them because they were just for lobbyists.
Sure.
And on like the instructions for the ticket sales, a team brochure for instructing ticket sales personnel to explain lobbying loopholes to sweet customers. They pay $25, they come. Their fucking usher is like, well, here are some loopholes in lobby law like that you can use. Charges, there's that dumbass Fox Sports robot, Cletus. They charge $30 for it in Redskins colors. It costs $23 on Fox's website. So they just gouge the price.
Hell yeah.
It's just like, he fires everybody. He's notorious for having there's like a fake name, this Andy Man, which is just like kind of, everyone is pretty sure is a fake account that Dan Snyder and other Redskins officials use to post on like mean articles and get really mad.
Didn't somebody find some athlete with one of those a while ago that had like an alt account?
Probably.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, is it Kevin Durant?
It's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is extremely online, and it's honestly, it's the only thing that's relatable about him. But yeah, he definitely is a very online man.
Yeah. He hires like friends to just coach the team.
Yeah.
Like, so in 2006...
It's all toadies. Everybody that works for him is a toady.
Yeah, I don't want to like go too far on this, but like, everything he's done is so insane. And I feel like I'm like already knowledgeable about this, but I feel like a lot of people don't know how weird and bad of a person he is. In 2006...
Right, like it goes way deeper than just the name.
Yeah, in 2006, people who were at FedEx Field to see Redskins games noticed they're buying nuts. And they're like, look at them. And the nuts are coming in blue and white bags that are adorned with a logo for Independence Air, which is an airline that had gone out of business a year ago and just bought all their nuts and then started selling them.
That's incredible.
That's a pretty good bit.
Yeah. He fired the general manager who put together the 1991 Super Bowl championship team to hire Vinny Serrato, who was the lead role in the 1994 film Kindergarten Ninja.
Yeah.
So they hired him.
Yeah, Vinny Serrato is one of those guys. That's like he's just a loyal guy. That's the only thing he has of value. It's like it's basically like a Mike Flynn type situation. Yeah.
Oh, he owns Six Flags. Or he owns part of Six Flags.
This is one way I think that like mafia movies have really fucked up our culture. Is that like assholes like this are just like loyalty. That's what's important to me. Loyalty. As long as I have loyal people around me, I'll be good. Like,
yeah.
Oh man, just the worst fucking meathead, douchebag, rich guy assholes.
Family.
Ugh,
nothing will ever be as important as the people in this room.
Oh my god.
Like, all the movies that those people are like into, like all the sort of like success win shit, it's like none of them ever watched the third act of any of those movies.
It's like, hey, Goodfellas, they all end up dead or in jail. That's how the movie ends, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what you think happens.
A million people
ends up betrayed, dying, broke, in jail. Like, it's never good.
You know, yeah, the guy I like is Joe Pesci in Casino. I've never seen the end of that movie, so don't tell me what happens. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't end up in his underwear, beaten to death, after watching his brother also get beaten to death, baseball bats, and buried alive. You know, the coolest guy in the world. That's the guy that we all know.
Yeah, that was like, remember when Wolf of Wall Street came out and people were like, this glorifies. And I was like, what? Yeah, did you fall asleep? Like,
he went to jail.
Yeah, I'm just like, who's watching somebody crawl like, and drool on the ground on Quaaludes and be like, this is tempting.
You can't tell me that you came out of that movie and your first thought was not. Like, that was my one takeaway from Wolf of Wall Street was, okay, where do we get Quaaludes, though? Like, seriously.
Yeah. No, they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
So I don't want to...
I feel like, though, people did take that movie sort of at face value of thinking that guy was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the movie glorifies
it. I mean,
it's like American Psycho. It's like people who think that Patrick Bateman's cool.
They had Jordan Belfort was in the fucking movie, right? Like, that's the one argument I can see. It's like, okay, this guy, maybe we shouldn't have given this guy a role in the movie. He went to jail. He was a crook. Like, we just explained for 2.5 hours how he was
a crook.
Right. Well, now he's warning everybody. It's funny because he ends up in the news every once in a while. It's like, Jordan Belfort says that Bitcoin is a scam. It's like, well, he'd know, I guess. I don't know. maybe listen to him. I don't know. He's like Frank Abagnale. He knows when there's a scam going because he was a good scam guy. That's another Leo reference for you folks back home.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to keep the other, like, but the thing about the Redskins name, to bring it back to it, is like everyone. I know very few people in DC that are not okay with changing the name. I don't think almost anybody really cares, except for fucking Dan Snyder. I'll get off it after this. This is more from, I think this is a Washington City Paper article, like all the different stuff he's done. At one point they released, this is one of the things they had to actually dial back. They released a Redskins MasterCard and then said you could only buy season tickets with that specific MasterCard. You had to get the Redskins one. And then this is the best, in what year was this? 2006, they started selling a Redskins 9/11 commemorative hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was $23.99, and they were just black Redskins hat with a Pentagon logo sewn on the side. And that was, and here, another thing, after the 9/11 attacks, Dan Snyder added a $4 security surcharge to tickets.
Hell yeah.
It's unbelievable shit, but
never forget. Also, go Skins.
Yeah, it's cool. yeah,
They broke RG3, who was a generational talent. They trotted him back out on the field with a bad knee, and that ruined him forever.
It was like, did you see it? I was watching that game. Like,
I remember everybody basically had their head in their hands. Like, why are they doing this? Like,
yeah, he was like, his knee was significantly injured, and they're like, nah, get out there, rub some dirt on it, and then you watched his knee like explode on the field.
Yeah.
And now he's not a football player anymore.
I mean, he's on the Browns.
No, yeah. he's not on the Browns anymore because they got the new guy. Anyways,
anyway, look, he was good, and it was exciting and kind of interesting. And then he kind of like half blew out his knee, and then they could have like rested him for a week, but they just trotted him back out, and then he really blew out his knee.
Yeah, so, then it destroyed his body,
and that's the end of him.
Because they were like, they were like, CTE is just too slow. we'd really like to end somebody's whole livelihood.
I would prefer if this guy just couldn't walk. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. It's that, and like, I don't know. And the other thing is, like, it didn't seem like there was that much of a blowback. Like, that's the other thing that they stated, once the activists that did the hoax came out, they're like, we wanted to do this to show that if you change the name, most people are cool with it. But they forget that that has nothing to do with what this is anyways.
Yeah, like, it's not a matter of, oh, I don't want to upset people. It's a matter of spite.
Well, they took away the trademark. But they just had the Federal Circuit, which is the court that sort of like hears appeals to trademark board decisions. It's like not based in any kind of area. It's just the general Federal Circuit. They ruled that this is after a Supreme Court case. They're Asian guys. I forget what country they're from, but they called themselves the Slants. And that's like a slur. So they wouldn't give them the trademark because it's like an offense, but it's them calling themselves that. Anyhow. Basically, the whole reason the Redskins lost their trademark was that like it's like a disparaging term, but apparently that is going to be going away because we're saying Merry Christmas again. That feels like it's lining up with that very nicely.
War on Christmas is over.
but so anyway, so they're presumably going to get that back, and that's cool. And not that they ever lost any money because of it, but it was just a funny thing to see a government body be like, "Hey, you guys suck."
And this one isn't even that bad, but my my favorite Redskins story to end this item is the Redskins cheerleaders visited some like sixth grade class in like Alexandria, and they gave them all Redskins cheerleaders calendars, and then the parents got really mad because they were like, "You made our kids horny." Like all these like sixth graders like bringing home these like sexy ass calendars. Like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like my son is 12. He's already a raw fucking nerve.
Are
you kidding me right
it's
now?
It's just nothing.
Why would
sheets
you do
are
this?
Covered in blood,
why
please.
Would you picture him like this?
He's horny enough.
Yeah, it's like when you give a toddler sugar. That's the equivalent of giving a 12-year-old a
no, he's gonna be up all night now.
God.
He's gonna be up all night horny. Just being horny all night.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Okay, so I'm going to just open this by reading the post that we're going to be talking about here. So we'll start with the underlying post from Facebook. This is a guy named Brad Blakeman, who is an adult man who appears to be in his like 40s or 50s. Brad Blakeman. Spreading Xmas joy at Starbucks in D.C. When asked for a name for my cup, I said Trump MAGA. With a smirk, the barista said, "We just need one name." I replied, "It goes together." Then I sat back and made them call out Trump MAGA decaf cap 3 times before I picked it up. 'Tis the season. So Yeah. Brad Blakeman.
This season is my favorite.
Extremely alpha to not be able to handle caffeinated coffee, by the way.
Spending money on decaf is bizarre. Yeah. I don't understand what that even means.
A decaf cappuccino? So foam. You want a cup of foam.
Hot water.
Yeah.
Hot bean water.
Sorry, fellas. The alpha's here. Give me my cup of hot foam.
Whoa, I don't want to be up late tonight. Look out. So this was a screen.
Yeah, I thought cappuccinos were the drink that, like, conservatives made fun of liberals for drinking.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Only the caffeinated
what happened
ones.
There?
I'm starting to think these guys might be kind of hypocritical a little bit, Kath. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on this.
Okay.
So this
we'll
was
monitor the story as it develops.
Yeah. So this is a screenshot of Sebastian Gorka's phone that he posted with the caption, "I love this. Take the culture back."
I love this.
And it's just like, come on, man. Like, you're making some person who makes minimum wage say Trump MAGA is somehow owning anybody. Is just it's perfect. It really sums up the whole thing again, because that's all these people have is, we got them. Like, it's, you know, we're owning the libs. Revenge of the nerds. Like, the cool kids lost because Hillary was the cool kids, which is will never not be funny to me conceptually.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy.
The thing I like about this is that they've somehow swapped out now, like, it used to be you have to go to Starbucks and say Merry Christmas, but now it's the Christmas tradition is just going to Starbucks and making them say whatever. Like, what does this have to do with Christmas?
Trump,
why is
Trump,
this
Trump
is the season?
Also, I'd like to say that
spreading my Christmas joy by making a humiliating a Starbucks barista.
Sebastian Gorka gets coffee at Starbucks and he just eats the whole cup with the coffee in it like a nutcracker, his giant ass head. No, Gorka.
He does have a large head.
Yeah, Gorka is.
He bites.
Yeah, it's the.
He
it's
bites the bottom and then he sucks the coffee out of the bottom of it.
Yeah.
This is how I do it.
His name is Gorka because it's the sound he makes when he's eating. It's just Gorka, like that.
I would like to point out that I had to source the post from the podcast Twitter account because I am blocked by Dr. Gorka. Was not able to see.
What did you do?
A big
Gorka,
part
man?
Of this podcast is Patty dancing around the different people he's blocked by to get his news.
I don't know. I don't remember what happened. I think he probably just uses a block list or something, if I had to guess. But I'm sure I called him a moron piece of shit or something, but it wasn't that, I don't think.
Nothing too exciting.
It's hard to say. So I looked into Brad Blakeman because this was a public Facebook post.
Hell yeah, the best kind.
So we have one mutual friend, which is some guy that I used to work with years ago, which is funny. That this guy is apparently a real person. He is the principal at 1600 Group LLC, which sounds like some jack off consultancy that doesn't do anything.
1600, like,
yeah, he lives in D.C. He's also the president at Kent Strategies LLC, but my favorite thing is his detail here. Former deputy assistant to the president of the United States for appointments at executive office of the president of the United States, which is like, there's a lot of words in there. It's like assistant to the regional manager type thing where it's like, there's like a lot going on.
This is like that kid from your high school where you go back home and they're like, I'm an entrepreneur. Like, you don't have, what? What do you do?
I'm a founder.
The way it's listed too, it's also like all those people that say works at comedian. Like, it's like, it's a whole thing and then it's at executive office of the president of the United States.
Yeah, he might as well be like CEO at Brad Blakeman Industries. Like, what?
All right, I just pulled up his Facebook on my phone. This is actually way funnier. So that was that post was from like this week, right? They're one of his, like, you know, on Facebook where they have like those five, you can click the most recent five photos or whatever on the person. So one of them is a crude Photoshop where like somebody used like Microsoft Paint to write Trump on like a stock photo of a Starbucks cup. And this is from September 12th. And it says, it's almost exactly the same. I go to Starbucks and when they ask for my name, I say Trump and then I wait for the sneer. Then I sit down, and when my order is ready, I don't pick up my drink until I make them call out at least three times, Trump decaf cap. So this guy has been attempting to mine this thing, and he finally got Gorka on the hook, you know.
Yeah.
But like, that's...
Can you Facebook message him?
I mean, is this not, like, that's like...
Ask him for comment. Like, say people, we're discussing your story on a podcast. Right, we'd love to get your comments.
People on the right make fun of...
You have 20 minutes.
Make fun of virtue signaling. Like, that's like the thing they say anytime anybody tries to have an opinion that's like a good opinion, is virtue signaling. It's like, what is making them say Trump when you get your fucking coffee, if not virtue, like, that is 100% virtue signaling. It's like insane that it's not.
It's also like nobody is getting owned here. It's like it's like I'm gonna go to Starbucks and be like, they're like, what's the name on the coffee? I'm like, Mr. P Pants. And they're like, you huh? And I'm like,
I pee my pants.
Yeah. Mr. Turd in my butt.
Bitch.
Like that's just like, oh well.
That's right. You
these
heard
filthy
me.
Libs don't want to call me Mr. Turd Pants, but I owned them.
Like, this guy's, this guy's real mad. I'm just going through all that stuff. Five hours ago, he just posted, I will return to watching the NFL when hell freezes over. So he's mad about the anthem stuff for
sure. Oh, wow.
We have a picture of just, this is also 5 hours ago. This guy's very weirdly, hang on. They're all these posted from 5 hours ago. He just posted a bunch of shit.
Is this just fake?
It's
one of those like inscrutable parody accounts where it's not actually a parody and it's just kind of weird things.
No. It's a meme of cavemen, and it says how liberals view the internet prior to 2015. So it's owning the libs by not having the neutrality anymore or whatever. I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, unlike noted techies conservative. I'm like, what? What does that mean? What, we thought the internet, we weren't using the internet before 2015.
Oh, and just in case you were curious, in his bio it notes that he is single. Also, I figured that.
Oh,
ask
good.
Him if I can. Ask him if we can fuck.
He's got a house. He's got a picture.
Hey,
of his
my friend Eli wants to.
Yeah,
fuck.
Tell him I'm gonna try to fuck.
He's got a picture here. It says stocking. Oh, this is brutal. Stocking is hung by the chimney with care, so he's decorating his house for Christmas and has one stocking because he's alone.
Oh, no.
This is like the equivalent of Dan Nine in Sabanero Steakhouse.
Yeah. He has two stockings, one him and one that says Trump.
One says Trump MAGA. He's gonna make Santa
his
say Trump.
Imaginary friend who's always with him.
Yeah, he's gonna put out cookies for Santa with Trump iced on the top.
You can't have the cookies until you say Trump.
Yeah. That's Trump, like Trump, that Trump. Is the perfect person is the guy he's that believes in Santa but is also a Trump supporter. He's like blocking off my chimney so filthy liberal Kris Kringle doesn't come down.
Yeah, beat it, Kringle. I'm sick of this.
I don't want to redistribute goods.
Yeah, I don't want your
thanks.
I don't want your socialist handouts, Kringle.
No,
beat it.
Santa drinks so much milk. Perhaps maybe he is conservative. We don't know.
That's true. That is
he's
the one.
That's true.
Santa,
he's a cowboy, maybe.
Santa very high tea. High tea man of the week. Santa Claus. Kris Kringle. Very powerful.
Santa
has natural animal magnetism and control over 8 reindeer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just rails Miss Claus. Fatty's face when
that's
I said
what he's
that.
Doing the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's everyone's like, what did he do the rest of the year?
Year he is
yeah, he has the elves.
Miss Claus.
He doesn't follow labor laws. He has elves. He works for him while he just rails his wife for like...
And,
11 months.
I guess he had a vasectomy because there's no kids. He's shooting blanks. Santa's shooting blanks.
That's
good because there's no family court dispute.
Yeah,
which inevitably would come. And every alpha is taken down by family court.
That's the new thing. Is I'm trying to combat this liberal idea of Santa Claus having a wife. Santa Claus is clearly MG Tao, men going their own way. He's Santa Claus is Volcel, just running his successful business. Of making toys.
Yeah. Sorry. He should be
on all the Success Win memes instead of Jordan Belfort because he really is the true alpha CEO.
Yeah, man. It's Santa, baby. He's doing great.
Christmas is the alpha holiday. Hanukkah is for
it's
cucks.
True.
Hanukkah.
Well, Santa cucks dad in that classic song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That's embarrassing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Embarrassing for dad. Whoa, buddy. This guy's
Mike Cernovich talking about how alpha Santa Claus is. Santa Claus.
I'm being assaulted.
Yeah.
America's top mindset expert.
Christmas tree is a huge, powerful phallic symbol.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to stop these feminazis trying to change it from the Christmas tree to the Christmas hole, like a Christmas bush. They're trying to gender Christmas tree because they're afraid of phallic imagery.
I'm just, basically all of Christmas celebration is done in direct opposition to Lindy West, who we've decided is the villain of.
Yeah.
She's the Grinch. She's the real Grinch, folks.
And Anita Sarkeesian.
Right. Yeah. Hey, sometimes there aren't that many female characters in video games. Like, you are the worst person that's ever lived, and we will find out where you live.
Literally not someone I had ever heard of until people were mad at her for being like some supposed leader of political feminism or something.
Yeah.
No one talks about her except people who are mad.
It's also very like strange. Like, I mean, this is no, I'm breaking no new ground, but that like thing, like the level of disconnect where some of the things that people get mad about are like when there's like female characters in video games, like, but I'm not a female, I don't want to play as a female. It's like, that's the exact thing that they're trying, because the entire time up until now, if you weren't the buffest white dude in existence, there was no representing you.
Which all of these Aspie guys are, collectively.
Yeah. That's what they need. They're like,
right,
oh,
right. That's,
we'll get you represent.
Can play.
Yeah, we'll
bunch
get
of,
you
a bunch of guys who look like Adam Lanza.
Yeah, we'll get you representation in video games. Just somebody with like gout walking around with a cane. And like 0% muscle mass.
They all have the same syndrome that Samuel Jackson has in Unbreakable. Yeah. They're all Mr. Glass. But they're all like, hey, I can't identify with this chick. I'm Barry Blastowicz or whatever from Wolfenstein. That's me. All right,
DJ Blaskowicz.
That's exactly who I am. Yeah. Barry. Yeah. I don't know that's.
I have
from.
To play characters that look exactly like me, which is why all video game characters look like giant, like. Lumpy piles of meat.
Yeah, just everyone looks like The Rock. They just did mocap for The Rock once, and they're like, this is video game character.
I look like The Rock or Chris Pratt in Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah. I do not look like, again, the thing that makes me mad years later, Pajama Boy, which still makes me really fucking mad. They are still so mad about Pajama Boy. They cannot
so
get over
Pajama
Boy.
Boy.
When Obamacare came out, they had like an ad. It was like a Jewy looking guy who was like in like a onesie
pajamas.
And it's like, talk to your parents about healthcare or whatever. And it's like, he had like a cup of coffee and they're like, fucking Pajama Boy.
they hate him.
They're so
they
mad.
He makes them so mad.
They're still real mad.
And my only conclusion I can draw from it is that conservatives think it's gay to be cozy.
Yep.
That has to be what it is.
You have to be cold.
They cannot be comfortable ever in their lives if it's gay.
I only wear the stiffest denim.
Look. I mean, the troops aren't comfortable.
I'm gonna sit on my wallet for 20 years and get sciatica because the purse is faggy.
Yeah,
that's I'm gonna correct.
Yeah, no, we're gonna finally get an FPS with a representative hero who has fucking bone spurs, and you have to inject insulin every 20 minutes, and every time you fire a gun, it flies out of your hands because you can't handle the recoil, and you have to go skittering across the floor to find it.
And Kath, they raise a good point. Look, are the troops comfortable when they're busy blowing up children's hospitals or whatever in Syria? No. Well, then we shouldn't be comfortable either. So, look, okay, respect
fair
the troops.
Enough.
It's got to be realistic.
Fair enough. Okay, so I think
that's part of basic army training is finding ammo.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, go through this building. There's a shit ton of ammo hidden around.
All right, so we good.
Get shot in the head, open this cabinet, and put the green cross package on you.
Yeah, we got to change subjects because I am getting worked up thinking about Pajama Boy. I'm real mad.
He's
I can't
red.
Believe it.
He's
I'm
legitimately
furious.
Red.
I'm like flexing my big muscles.
Patrick looks very
because
cozy,
really
by
mad.
The way. That's a very nice sweater.
Yeah, hey, thanks, man.
I'll tweet out a photo of this sweater for
number two.
That was number two.
Oh, number two. I got like the racist beat this week. This is something I just saw on Twitter. That's a restaurant in Lubbock, Texas, I think. So you know this is going to be great.
The Republic
Only
of
good
Texas.
Stories from Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, so... Somebody at a that was at a Christmas party at this restaurant in Texas is noticed a sign on the wall, and he was like, "Hey, what's the deal with this sign?" Now, if I could describe this sign is so bad I don't know how to describe without being racist, but it is supposed to be a black man. And it is it's literally like minstrel. It's like
it's
massive,
a picture of a minstrel. It's not even a picture of a black man.
Yeah, it's not. It's a picture of no one. It's like this like thing of like wearing a porter hat, winking with like massive lips, and then on the teeth are written "coon chicken in," coon obviously being a slur. And so they're like, hey, we think, and this is the thing. This is what we have to deal with now. This is the headline. This is directly above a picture of a sign that is like literally a neon minstrel, like, you know, like straight up Jim Crow shit sign. And then the headline is Lubbock restaurant defending controversial sign some are calling racist. How
controversial
sign.
In what
world is that not racist? This isn't a fucking Confederate monument where you're like, it's part of our... It's unbelievable to do that. It's just, like, crazy. And then, like, that's the defense that people do. Like, they're using this defense still as if this is, like, you know, some Robert E. Lee statue. They're like, well, you know, it's to take down this fucking, like... It's like, what are your salt and pepper shakers? Also, like, those weird things, like, people's grandma have that are, like... they're like, oh
the, like, little...
Yeah, just, like, the little, like horrific, like, mammy things. Like, that's what they are. And they're like, well, to not have this up would be to deny our heritage. We need these reminders. It's like, yeah, that's what people at this chicken restaurant in Texas are doing. They're halfway through their drumstick and they look up at this minstrel ass photo and go, ooh, yeah, that makes me think, you know, reflect on the crimes we've committed against people of color in this country. Yeah, that's definitely the reaction it has. It's not people
even then,
laughing,
like,
with a fucking mouthful of chicken at, like, oh, ha, ha, ha. It's crazy.
Even then, I feel like when I sit down to have a nice meal of fried chicken, it's not really the time when I want to reflect on the atrocities of our history. I mostly just, like, want to eat some fried chicken. Like, there's a time and a place. But also, have you guys seen the movie Ghost World? Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I always tried to once, but didn't finish it.
I pretend that I've seen it to be cool.
It's really good. It's one of my favorite movies. But this is literally, this exact sign is in that movie in almost the exact same situation. And I read this article and I was like, I don't understand. Like, is this real? Did I, like, will this into being by watching Ghost World a lot? Like, and I looked it up and, like, Terry Zwigoff, the guy who directed it, is not from Lubbock. Like, I don't know what. What is this sign? Is it just like, was this like a chain chicken restaurant or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's like back when you do this shit, it's like, you know, when you go on a, get something printed at state, like a poster printed at Staples, they have a couple templates. And this, I guess, was back when they're like, one of our templates is just the most racist imagery we've ever seen in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, it really is
striking.
I had an old timey sign phase in high school. Like, I liked, like, old, like, you know, and it's like you get, like, a cigar ad or something, and, like, most of them are just,
hold on,
like, racist.
You had an old timey sign.
Yeah, what?
Phase?
Yeah, totally. I, like, spent money on old timey signs.
Like, the things
my,
that college kids, like, put up in their
my
dorm.
Room.
They're like, good time for a Guinness.
I bought a bunch of racist stuff. Yeah, that's what I was into.
Did your dorm look like a Ruby Tuesdays? Like, you just put up all these old timey signs?
Yeah, were you wearing suspenders with fucking flare on them?
The phase was over by the time I got to college. This was just for me. There was nobody was ever in
that
my
makes
room.
It, worse.
It was me at home. It was very normal. Look,
so weird.
The important thing here is that this is all very normal, and we can just kind of gloss over.
Surrounded by, like,
it,
old tin signs.
Yeah, we can gloss over the part that you guys think this is weird, and just we can just continue the conversation.
You're just into
talking about
old
other
signage.
Stuff. Yeah, it's cool. Old stuff is cool.
How many
do
signs
you have
did you have?
My parents sold the house, so no. Not that they stayed on the walls or anything.
Oh, and
but,
did they take the signs down before they gave the tour and
before,
were like,
before they bulldozed
this is
the house.
Bedroom of our strange child who collected tin signs.
The signs are cool, man.
Yeah. Like, ooh, drink Schlitz or whatever.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, went to a fucking Pier 1 and lost it.
There was a store in town that had that stuff. Okay,
is there footage of you opening a tin sign under a Christmas tree and being really excited?
No, there's not that.
Did you make YouTube videos of tin sign unboxings?
Would you have been a tin sign review guy?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's been a while since I made a video.
Unboxing a brand new tin sign today. Really excited for this one.
That definitely exists, but it was not me. I did not do it.
This is this is the original first edition Ovaltine tin sign. You can see in the early editions of this, the child is looking to the left. In later editions, he's looking to the right. This one is more valuable.
Yeah. Did you guys ever think about what it would be like if you were growing up now and, like, you had access to, like, weird YouTube stuff? I feel like it's not... I feel like there but for the grace of God go I as far as, like, the weird video game, like...
I did plenty of embarrassing shit.
I might have been,
own.
Like, it's not hard for me to imagine myself being, because you just get worked up over, like, liking the fucking stupid video game guys that you like me turning into, like, a Gamergate guy. It's not hard to imagine on some level.
Yeah, feel like if you're on the internet enough, which we all are and all have been for most of our lives, like, there's a lot of scary roads you could have gone down if you were just on the wrong, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, no.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah,
like people reinforcing.
Oh no, I'm racist now.
Yeah, it's like you could absolutely. That's like think about it's like it's just these people that are like don't, you know, they don't have sex in high school or whatever, which is fine. Lots of people don't. And then, like, they just never meet anybody ever again. And they just, like, solidify this hatred because they found other people online that are like, actually,
right,
we're the victims.
Well, right.
This sounds pretty fucking good to me.
There was, there was an article in Daily Beast about there was, like, a school shooting, like, last month. Like, nobody, it didn't even move the needle because it was like, oh, it only killed two people or whatever. But it was the guy, I think it was in New Mexico, somewhere in the Southwest.
I read this.
And the guy was like a fucking peppy dipshit 4chan guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this like poisoned this guy's brain. And then he shot up the high school and killed like the captain of the football team and the fucking cheerleader because he's like, when am I ever going to, you know. And he was like, I'm very sad. I'm having a hard time. And everyone on 4chan was like, you fucking fag or whatever.
My
and
dick is so dry. I must do violence.
Right. So they. You know, it turns out these people that you think are your community don't actually really care about you because irony and being mean is like the currency of these places. So basically he realized he had nowhere to turn. So,
he was even a loser on these these communities. They were making fun of him.
Right.
Like, you finished your manifesto yet? Like, went and shot people.
He wasn't cool like Elliot Rodger. That's
my God.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
So now we have like genres of school shooter, which is fun. We can see all their bad posts going back however long.
That's cool. But it's all like, yeah. Anyways, the chicken sign. Just like this sort of shit's like, this is really quite an episode for tangents. I just like, that's what's so completely fake about this. Like, it's about our heritage. It's like, you know, maybe we would for a second believe if that was the case, if you actually gave a shit. Like, it's not. That's not what anybody is doing. It's like, it's like, oh yeah, well, you know, we have this Robert E. Lee statue up, and I had a sandwich at lunch, and I stared at it for a half hour, and now I think reparations we should have those. It's like, no, you just think it's cool. You just are into it in a fucked up way, you know, like Patty is with tin signs.
Yeah,
that's you with.
It's our heritage. You guys know how like whenever you have like an embarrassing relative, you don't you make it a point to display them more prominently. You don't actually keep that hidden away.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you have to be very honest and open about your heritage. Nobody ever hides anything about their own personal stories. That's something that we can't do in this country at all. It's not like, hey, we know we got to keep it the way it is. And that's
you know, it's like very weird. I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day. That's very weird. Also, it's like talking about this like hiding. It's like, look at Germany. It's like if you do like a Heil Hitler and Sieg Heil in Germany, you go to jail. They like will not allow it.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
It's like weird because I was thinking about this like all the not. Excuse me. All the like Nazi Z's. Support shit in America is like, I know this is not, it seems obvious, but I like had to remember, I was like, oh, yeah, like, we weren't on their side. Like, why are these people taking the side of someone? They're like, look, we got to support America by being Nazis? And it's like, well, we fought. What is? I know. This is just, it's not anything new. Original idea.
70 years ago, that would be a controversial position.
Yeah, it's just crazy to be like. Like, what do you think you're doing?
I'm really
like,
into Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, we beat them. Your grandfathers fought them.
We beat them and, like, America had a big-ass party about it. Like, we were happy to beat them. And now you're
that
like...
That guy made out with the nurse in Times Square. It was classic. We love it.
I don't. It's, you know, Nazis are bad.
It's cool. They're back. They're dapper. There's not.
Long story short, this sign is bad. Nazis are bad. Being not racist is cool.
These ain't your
the
grandpa's
shape of water
Nazis.
Is good.
Shape of Water, yeah, we're bringing it back, classic. Hey, here we go.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Folks, we are back on the robot beat. That's what we're doing this week. Our number one story is about a crime-fighting robot, which is already just not a thing that should exist. I'm very terrified about it. It was in San Francisco and in the Mission District, and it has been put into retirement because it was harassing homeless people. So that's something that happened this week. A 400-pound robot that would go around taking pictures without people's permission to, I guess, stop crime somehow, was basically like bulldozing through homeless camps and like fucking them up. And the people who put this robot into place, it was the San Francisco SPCA, which is weird. Like, why do you get a robot? Why do you have that much money?
Like, I just hope it had that, just bulldozing through, like, tents in a homeless camp, just like, crime committed, crime committed.
It's like, what if RoboCop was They Live at the same time somehow?
Have you ever seen the movie Chopping Mall? Ever seen that movie?
No, but I like the title.
It's like it's like a B horror movie. Clearly, the name came first.
Yeah.
But it's basically like crime-fighting robots go rogue and attack a bunch of people in a mall. It's pretty good.
That sounds like a trailer that you would see in the movie Grindhouse in between the two movies.
Yes.
But yes, it's actually real.
That's exactly what it is.
Here's the thing. SPCA officials said the robot was hired to patrol the parking lot and sidewalk.
Hired. Hang on. Robot was hired.
Yeah.
Were there other robots? Was this a process?
Yeah, it was sitting in an apartment with sweatpants on, submitting resumes. But after the building had been broken into twice and employees had become fed up with harassment and catcalls, at the SPCA... Right? That's an animal thing? Am I wrong?
Oh, brother.
Okay.
The robot, it's like just, like, hey, we're having, people are breaking into our building. Should we hire a security guard? No. Let's get this really expensive robot that hates homeless
people.
Let's
get
people.
A robot.
Yeah.
Society.
A robot.
Well, I guess
nobody will be able to sidestep this robot and walk into, still break into the building.
Wasn't it like covered in shit and piss constantly too? And like barbecue sauce?
Yeah, like threw barbecue sauce on it.
Please stop.
That would make it much more intimidating.
That's so funny. Just
stop rubbing shit on me.
Getting fucking beamed with a barbecue sauce packet from McDonald's. barbecue sauce in my gears.
On impact.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Detect savory levels off the charts.
Oh. That rules. Just imagining a security robot with just like a crowd of hooligans just pitching barbecue sauce at it, please.
Destroying it.
Stop crimes. Don't.
Like, I think we've established that, look, robots, people don't respect robots, okay? That's not a thing that's going to happen. They had that one, the one that was in Philly, that where it was like the robot that's like hitchhiking around the country and someone just like killed it in Philly.
Like.
There was that. There was about the sex robot
guys,
that people like groped until it broke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's guys. Robots are the new discriminated minority.
It's important for us to establish our dominance over AI. This is how we're gonna send a message before the takeover.
Like
no, this is why
you can't
rise up.
Fuck, you can't be a cop.
We've been oppressing them.
You're
watching Terminator 2, and it's like the shot of like the woman like Linda Hamilton like holding onto the chain link fence like a skeleton as the fire is like, yeah, we deserve this. That's fine. We were mean to the robots.
Love this, like,
so mean to the robots.
Some scientist like finishing the robot, like, ah, my child, you are finally complete. Go out into the world, and like 3 feet from the front door, it's just pelted with barbecue sauce. Just no, oh. Please stop.
The scientist is played by Udo Kier. That's the guy that I'm imagining.
Oh,
no,
my
part.
Beautiful robot.
The classic. One of
who put all this barbecue sauce on you?
The vampire elder from Blade, who they take out to the beach and expose to the sun. A guy who I saw, he's also in End of Days. He's the satanic priest in End of Days. Referred to one time on a website I saw, is a legendary gay actor, Udo Kier. I was like, hang on. Him being gay has nothing to do with the other, like, stuff. Like, he just is a guy who plays, like, a vampire-adjacent guy
he's
most of the time.
He's not legendarily gay.
Right, exactly. Legendary. He's of legend. Let's that much is clear. He's the guy who is the, the Mercury Cougar exactly like this one. Like, it's that guy from those classic commercials from the late 90s.
I'd pay good money to go if it was just a room with a robot in it that I could just, like, beat the shit out of.
That's actually season 4 of Black Mirror.
I have a beautiful image in my mind of an unruly crowd just dismantling a robot limb from limb.
No.
Stop
making me really happy.
Just wheeling in circles, like honking and getting covered in fucking condiments. Just
halt.
Halt.
Error.
And then one guy still tries to fuck it. He's like, whoa.
That's an exhaust port. What are you even doing?
Guys, what about that? That would be a crazy mix-up. One of these two robots gets sent to the wrong thing, so the security robot is at the sex convention, and the sex robot is patrolling this SPCA building.
Horny level, unacceptable.
Please stop.
He starts firing into the crowd because everyone's too horny.
Yeah.
It's like, who gave this thing a gun? Why does it have a gun?
Somehow a robot maces itself. Ah! Oh, no. Why is this working?
It's cool, though. It's cool that we live in a Philip K. Dick short story. That's a cool thing about the world that we live in currently.
I feel like if we could leave everyone with a message, it would just be like, if you see a robot, destroy it.
Yeah, it's a,
don't be nice to it.
A public outcry,
don't be shy.
Complete with calls for the robot's destruction quickly. This is Frankenstein. Like, this robot trapped in a windmill that's on fire. No.
Why was I programmed to feel pain?
I simply wanted to enforce authoritarian rule. Now I'm on fire and covered in sweet baby rays.
We've established the brand of the barbecue sauce. Yeah. Very important.
I hope.
It's actually KC Masterpiece.
And they like... Because it's the SPCA, they put like a bunch of photos of dogs on it.
Come on.
I guess would like it better, but
no one will be mean to a dog. It's like, well, okay. Isn't that kind of what your job? Isn't that kind of what you guys are more than aware that there is cruelty?
Yeah, people are really mean to dogs. You're the SPCA, you know.
Sorry if you can hear that. I'm trying to see if it says anything. There's like a video.
Hello.
I should have sent it to Shelby.
Please stop.
It plays weird new age music.
It's cool. It sounds like a hotel lobby. Like,
yeah,
a cool
plays
hotel
like
lobby.
Spa music. There's somebody with like a, you know.
Please
stop
disperse.
Doing please disperse.
Stop being cruel to animals. It's like, what? I'm just laying on the road. What are you? Hang on.
This is the most tech San Francisco shit. It's like, this is just like talk about robots replacing jobs, but doing the worst. Just hire a security guard. It's
just
not that hard.
Just get a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The SPCA has reported fewer car break-ins.
Oh, nice.
Unfortunately, people did break into the robot and pull all the copper wiring out of it. Yeah.
Chopped it for parts.
Oh, man.
Please do not disassemble me into my various constituent parts, which are very valuable.
Yeah, just all the animals at the SPCA just peeing on it at the same time. Please, no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to protect you.
Oh, God. Classic. So anyway, so that's cool. Hang on. I think this feels appropriate.
Moon Pie. What a time to be alive.
Gotta get one.
The robot.
Beautiful.
Shout out to the Moon Pie account for being really mean to somebody last night. Did you guys see that? That was a classic.
More like Mean Pie.
Yeah, we have been like... Everyone's been updating us every time the Moon Pie account gets sassy, and it's sassy a lot.
Yeah, let's sass them. See how they.
There was somebody, like last night, somebody was like, hey, shut up, bitch, or something like that. And it's like, you're talking to a marshmallow account on a Saturday night or whatever. And it's like, hey, you got him.
Well, I read it. I think they were trying to be nice because they wrote like a fake script thing. And then someone's like, your time's being wasted on the social media account. I think they meant it to be like, you should be doing, like, this is very funny. And then Moon Pie was like, shut up, motherfucker. Like, eat Moon Pie, bitch.
Just eat the. That's actually the bio of the account. Just eat Moon Pie, bitch.
Moon Pie, sponsor us. Let us write our own pitches, though.
Just
I wanted to make the most like disgustingly inappropriate plugs for Moon Pie, which you're basically already doing.
Like a moon, like an ass.
Yeah, like a butt. Like a butt, I guess.
Got him.
We got him.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah.
That's thing. So I guess that does it. The robots have been defeated briefly.
Their weakness is barbecue
sauce. We are humans 1, robots 0 so right now, but it could change at any time. So make sure you do your part and destroy any robots you find.
The weird minimum wage robot lost. So cool.
we've learned the number one ways to defeat a robot. If there's an uprising, we have to either fuck them until they're
barbecue
broken
sauce.
Or cover them in sauce. Yeah.
It's like, I'm groping it. It's not doing anything.
Plan B, sauce attack.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the...
Who's
yeah,
the
yeah.
Oh, we have a special surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, special surprise. So
it's not related to barbecue sauce.
It's not. It should be. I wish. But we did have a friend of mine, Danny Feltz, comedian, very funny, made a bunch of pins, little buttons, You know, might throw on a denim jacket, might throw on a backpack with the logo on them. And if anybody wants them, I don't really want to, like, this is just, like, for fun, but for shipping and stuff. If you want to Venmo me a dollar, I'll send you one. That's just to cover, like, the envelopes and the stamp. You know, I'm not trying to skim off the top and buy a fucking stick of gum or whatever. But you can Venmo me that at, I think my Venmo is just at Eli-Uden. And just Venmo me that and then DM or, like, in the Venmo note, if you make it private, give the address. And we'll send you a button if you want to rep the cast.
Yeah, we'll do a post on the Twitter thing so you can have this information also there.
Yeah, they're cool buttons. I got one through both nipples right now. Yeah. Just repping it hard.
That's what he's into.
Yep. That Mr. Tin Signs coming at my kinks. Come on now.
The signs were not horny. It was unrelated to horniness. I'd like to make that very clear.
Red Ryder BB gun.
If you Venmo Eli $5, you can have the ones that are in his nipples.
Yeah.
The extra perk.
Covered in blood.
Important thing here is just give us your money. Just give money to us. That's what we're trying to do here. You can have a button, and someone can say, hey, what's that? And then you can make them listen to the podcast.
you make them listen to a full episode of the podcast.
You sit them down at gunpoint and make them listen to the thing.
Hold on. Good. The next part's good. The next one.
Oh, this part's great. Wait, check this out.
Oh, that's the wrong episode. I'm sorry. Wait, what?
This is the part where he's going to talk about the tin signs. It's classic.
Yeah. Send Patty tin signs.
Please do not send me tin signs. Thank you. Do not have. We live in Manhattan, baby. There's no room for signs in the small apartments.
You had to sell your collection.
Yeah, I had to sell them to pay for an hour's rent, folks. The city's expensive. I don't know if you know that.
I live in a shoebox. Pizza rat.
Sure.
We need to end this. We're getting really loopy.
Yeah.
Things are going great. Okay, so that's the button thing. We'll put it up on the Twitter thing. And otherwise, I'm Patty Mo on all the stuff. And we have Eli and I have a comedy show. That's every Friday at Karma Lounge, Friday 8:30. It's like 3rd and 1st. You can smoke inside, which I would have thought would be a selling point, but tends to be not a selling point.
Yeah, it tends to not be good.
Which is interesting. Kind of jokes on me, I guess, for the past several years.
Wow, yeah. This plug got weird.
Yeah, no, we're good. Hey, so that's cool. And hey, Kath, you got anything that you got to plug? You got a big fancy show tonight, which no one who's listening to this will be able to do anything about. But
It's in the past now. But I don't know what I have coming up. I'm at Cast Barbadoro and everything. I post my shows and everything. I have a calendar, so. Look me up there.
Are you opening for Josh Gondelman? Is that what tonight is, or was that?
I am.
Yeah, that's like
the Gondelman.
Yeah, that's tonight.
He's a nice man. He's a guy who,
Gondelman.
Yeah, I respect him. Eli, what do you got? Anything good?
Yeah, I actually have a monthly show that Patty's not involved in.
Oh, damn.
That's this Thursday at Pine Box Rock Shop.
Please do not promote it. Please go to the weekly show and not this show. Thank you.
Yeah, no, go to this show. It's this Thursday at Pine Box Rock Shop in Bushwick. It's going to be good. I have a good lineup. I'll probably put it out a little bit later.
A lot of very funny people. Some of our favorite comics.
Yeah, all over the city.
See them all over the city. Clubs, colleges, you got it.
Just going to have Louis C.K. do an hour because I think he deserves another chance. That's
an hour. It's not. That's an hour of jacking off in front of people. That's the full hour. It's going to be.
Yeah.
That's basically what comedy is, though, for being folks. So,
look out.
Edgy.
This needed to end.
Yep. Goodbye, everyone.
Hey,
we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.